Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair today tried to convince French President Jacques Chirac that military action may be needed sooner rather than later to disarm Iraq. The two leaders met at a French resort on the English Channel. NPR's Nick Spicer was at their news conference. Blair and Chirac have had very different views of the Iraqi threat in the past. Was there any common ground today?
There was a very minimalist common ground found today. Both Blair and Chirac spelled it out. It was clear that they had sort of come to an agreement on it before the news conference. It is a two-step approach. Iraq must disarm, and the UN is the forum for that disarmament, and that's as far as they would go. Chirac said France and Britain were old countries with ancient histories and couldn't be expected to agree on everything, and that's sort of the way that they glossed over what it seems to be a French refusal to Blair's overtures for a preventive war. It must be a disappointment for Blair, I might add, because the English media were saying that he really needed the French to come around to his and to Washington's view on Iraq in order to better fight domestic opposition to a war against Iraq back in Britain.
Did Chirac give any clue as to how long the UN should give Saddam Hussein to disarm?
Once again, as he has in the past, no, he dodged every question about time. He wouldn't answer one about whether it should be weeks or months. He wouldn't equally answer questions about whether France would or would not veto a UN move to war. In fact, there were so many questions about whether France was going to change its policy on Iraq that he jokingly told reporters they must think he was getting old and slow-witted and not understanding the gist of what they were asking. But there is an indication of how long France might wait, how France will never give in to a war. In other answers Chirac provided, he said weapons inspectors are better than a war, that past weapons inspections had destroyed more weapons than the Gulf War ever did. He said that before. And he repeated once again that war, in France's view, remains the worst possible solution in a region which already has too many wars, to quote Chirac.
What else was on the agenda of these talks?
Well, you're right to point that out, because it was a regularly scheduled Franco-British summit, the 25th of the sort, and they didn't come here to talk about Iraq. In fact, there was much that France and Britain agreed on, that it would be wrong to think that they're at loggerheads. They talked about building aircraft carriers together, about weapons procurement sharing, about peacekeeping in Africa and Afghanistan, also about recent moves to resolve long-standing disputes on imported British beef and ending the flow of illegal asylum seekers from Britain. The overall tone was very upbeat. It was very, we're good neighbors getting along. We have agreed to disagree about Iraq. And basically, I think they tried to limit the public display of disagreement over that issue because they can't really find an agreement, it seems today.
NPR's Nick Spicer.